A word for you from Matthew chapter 6, verse 28 to 30. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Now God has used other examples here. The Lord Jesus, in this part of the Sermon of the Mount, on the Mount, he has referred to other sins, the sin of hypocrisy in this chapter. But here he ends this talk. He goes on to other points, of course, but regarding the sin of anxiety, he condemns it thoroughly. He also shows how illogical it is. In the previous word for you, we looked at verse 27, where the Lord says, by being anxious, can you even add 1 hour to your span of life? And we showed how, in fact, it can do the opposite. And the Lord has also referred to living creatures like the birds of the air that neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Now, just in case you think your anxiety is of such a special nature, the Lord now uses something even more insignificant than sparrows that are worth virtually nothing. Here he says grass, lilies that just grow wild, just through nature, not even with any effort whatsoever. The Lord says, consider how they grow. They do not spin nor toil. They don't do anything to try and create their own beauty. And then the Lord uses an amazing example. One of the most powerful kings, Solomon, in all his glory, when he was at the peak of his reign, when he had riches untold, and he could clothe himself with the most beautiful garments taken from clothing all over the world, and yet at his peak he was not more beautiful than one of these little lilies that just grow by nature because of the instinct God has put into that seed. And so the Lord is then, he takes that argument and says, if God clothes the grass of the field and creates the lilies here and there, and the grass being of such little value that it is thrown into the oven after it lives for but a day, then the Lord, with his punchline, says, O you of little faith, how much more will he not clothe you? God does care for you. You need to care for the things of God.